Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Welcome back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. Today is Sunday, January 9th. Welcome back. We are live once again. Those of you that want to join in with me on the chat, you're welcome to do so. We're going to talk about, we may as just go ahead and call this comedy time with Your Angelic Karma. Because in these questions, I don't know why, but it's, you know, we're just at the beginning of the end of the new year. And I just... of 2022, and every question that I've read in that question, it just makes me want to bust out laughing because something quite funny will come to me, you know, from every direction. Now, and this is not my question, not my wording, but those of you that have followed me for the almost 6 years that I've been public and doing the podcast, you've heard me talk about alien life and that I don't believe in aliens, and most definitely not the way that other people talk about aliens. So here we go. We're going to talk about, not my wording, not my question. We're going to talk about that this morning. And this question is just, when it came across me, I just bust out laughing because of the question now and what came to my mind just quickly. Is there, if there is intelligent alien life with the knowledge and means to traverse space and travel to Earth, and they already know of our existence, what would be their reason for not making contact? Well, okay. If they are intelligent, you wouldn't know if they made contact. And if they are, had the knowledge to traverse space and teleport, or time travel, they would be intelligent. Now, and if they had made contact, you wouldn't be aware of it. And if they had made contact to Earth specifically and looked around at the people, what would cause them to want to make themselves known to people, to humans on Earth? Humans would be less intelligent. We have people walking around with damn makeup on their face, looking like clowns, wearing dead people's hair or hair created in machines. If you were an intelligent being and you had teleported to that type of species and space and time, because this would be a different space and time, what would be your reason for making contact and wanting to interact and wanting to speak with such people? They wouldn't look at humans as their equal. So what would cause them to want to make contact and make themselves known? They would just teleport in, pop in, take one look and teleport out and pop out. Because they would get all they need to know about the human mentality from that just seconds of popping in. Would tell them everything. From the people on the ground, normal everyday people, to our leaders equally. So there wouldn't be any reason for them to make themselves known or want to connect or communicate. We wouldn't have anything to offer like that they would want. Just because if that would be the case, if there were extraterrestrials, they don't, just because they share other aliens, which would be us, extraterrestrials, we would be that for them, and can space travel, time travel is what it would be, doesn't mean you want to introduce yourself to everything, quotation marks, that you come across. And if they're intelligent beings, humans would be looked at as mere things. Like that, don't get it twisted and think because, well, on television, how they like to portray it is the aliens will be nice and they will be compassionate. Not really. Any energy will look at, okay, what you have to offer, your equality to them, and want to interact based on that. Not just coming across somebody or something and wanting to interact because you're coming across somebody and something like that. Especially if the extraterrestrials are intelligent. They'll be more intelligent than humans. What would cause them to want to sit down and interact with humans? Because for one reason, okay, some humans can't even remember to take a bath. Some humans, they're walking around with clown faces on, makeup on, and crooked wigs on their head. Dead people's hair or synthetic hair made in a machine. Humans are not like, okay, if an extraterrestrial, that if they would be highly intelligent beings like that. So what if, okay, and if you were highly intelligent and you had landed or knew of a species that was the way that I described, what would you have to talk with them about? What would you have in common with them? So if they made themselves known, they may have made contact, meaning know that we would exist, but if they made themselves known, it would be telling you all how not to act and how you need to act and how you need to behave, and you wouldn't like that, so they just leave you be. Anyway, now let's move on. James Earl Adams states, okay, this is his answer. Now, the same reason that you don't make contact with this little guy, he's holding up an ant. Okay, you could do your research and go into your backyard with vials of ant pheromones and communicate with these guys. You could lead them to food, alert them to danger, and tell them where to nest. So why don't you? Your message will be lost on them. Exactly. And the first thing that they will be looking at, the extraterrestrial will look at the human's appearance because they will see your appearance first. And then they will realize what type of mentality goes with that appearance. So they would just be coming to correct you in your behavior and try to make you as intelligent as them, and you may not like that. They wouldn't just be coming to talk to you about what else? What else? What would they be coming to interact with you about? That means that unless they're telling you what to do and what not to do that will make your life better, they will be having to, if they're not doing that, that means that they will have to drop down to your level. So nobody's going to do that. So they just leave you the hell alone like that. Now, your message will be lost on them. Exactly. Just like my message is lost on y'all with what I just said. Their crude language will be bottlenecked to your message. Imagine trying to describe the internet with a vocabulary of four words. Food, friend, danger, bill. Would they even care about what you like to tell them when their most pressing concerns are heavy rains and raids from neighboring ant hills? They have a hard time even distinguishing your smelly earthquakes and eclipses from Mother Nature. Exactly what I'm talking about with if highly intelligent beings made connection with humans. And I know with Hollywood, they like to show the highly intelligent beings working alongside humans. No, that's not the way that it would be. That's not the way that it would be. If they did exist, they've already taken a look at you, and it probably lasted about 3 seconds, and they kind of configured everything else out from there. Remember, they're highly intelligent. I'm a hermit, and I'm on the outside looking in, and I just describe what I see when I look at you. So imagine a highly intelligent being. They're going to leave you the hell alone also and be hermits and not make their presence known. Why? Because if they did, it would just impede on your way of thinking, and then you would be mad at the aliens. it would impede on your way of being, so you're going to be mad at the aliens, so they just leave you alone to your own way and come teleport in and laugh every now and then, and they're out again. Like that. You don't have anything they want. They will have to stoop to your level to converse with you. Their conversation wouldn't be around what humans like to talk about. It would probably be around helping you out of your humanness like that and becoming better. And then you'll be mad and trying to kick the aliens out. So it's a good thing they don't exist, or it's a good thing if they do that they've left you be. Like that. You're not interested in what they have to say. Imagine that an ant colony that fantasizes about one day making contact with a curious human. The reason that exchange will be mutually beneficial. They reason that exchange will be mutually beneficial. You could bring them food and they could show you the optimum depth to store your larvae at. How could they know that ant kind doesn't even have words for the things humans want? They are too trivial to merit your curiosity, and you have nothing to gain from them. Exactly the way the aliens feel about you all. Hell, me included. Okay, if a highly intelligent being teleported and they're sitting across somebody's wearing a crooked wood and clown paint on their face, and silicone body parts, it would be you. Okay, what? But it's a highly intelligent being from a different space and time, a different dimension. That tells a lot about the mentality. And we can say, well, they can't go based on appearance. Appearance tells a lot about the mentality of the humans within this dimension that we call Earth, like that. Now, and then we look at our leaders, it would be the same thing. So we don't have anything to offer them. They can quickly tell where we are in our own intelligence, like that. So we don't have anything to offer them. They would just be coming in to correct us. Well, to correct y'all. I'm on the outside looking in. I'm the hermit. So they'll be coming in to correct y'all. And you wouldn't like that. So they don't care about you being corrected or fixed. So they stay to their own selves. They stay in their own dimension. They will stay in their own intelligence and not try to bring you into it, because you wouldn't be able to reach it like that. And they're not going to come down to yours, because that's what they will have to do in order to speak to you or communicate with you or coexist with you or partner up with you without changing you. Understand? Like that. Okay, just like when humans go out into the animal kingdom and they try to get the animal to be human-like, okay, the opposite of that would be accepting the animal the way that it is. Okay, then many humans can't coexist with certain animals if we accept them the way that they are, like that, you know? And the animals can't accept the human. It's like, it would be completely different. The intelligence level, it's just different. And you just don't have anything to offer. You just don't have anything to offer to them. Sorry, but you don't. The only thing, the reason they will be coming is to grab some of you all up and experiment on you and see why you're the way that you are. And then throw you back down here to Earth. Like that. My guess would be. Because there wouldn't be any use for you. Because even if they did get some of you and take y'all and then try to, like, do some type of experiment that tried to make you intelligent by mixing you with one of their types of species, they will be getting rid of a lot of species when they see the results. Humans need to stop thinking so highly of themselves, especially when they're talking about intelligent beings that can come from different dimensions and thinking that you can work alongside with them. Or of them. It would be for experimental purposes only. That's what it would be for. Or to come and try to change you. And then humans would have an uprising. That they would lose, but they would try to have one. They are too trivial to merit your curiosity. Exactly. And you have nothing to gain from them. He's using an analogy of humans towards ants. Meanwhile, you have important real-world problems to solve that take priority over trying to uplift ants with their recitation of Hamlet. The premise that I'm assuming is that we are to ants as extraterrestrials are to us. Exactly. It's not an unreasonable premise. If extraterrestrials exist, it is statistically probable that they are older than us because the universe has been habitable for so much longer than we have been here. With the exponential gains, we expect the computers of 2063 will be 30 million times as powerful as those of 2013. If 50 years can do that, how advanced is this intelligence of someone? Is the intelligence of someone who had just a million year head start on us? Trying to imagine it would be mind-boggling, sizzles and pops. If they exist, you have nothing of interest to them. Exactly. Because I, as a hermit looking on the outside looking in, I stay in because there's not much to offer other than food and eating the grocery store. You can send out for grocery, but interacting and cozying up to, I don't do that. So imagine an intelligent being. And we already know your angelic karma does not pretend to be intelligent. So imagine how somebody, an entity, excuse me, not somebody that is intelligent would see you all. So stop asking stupid questions that you're not going to like the answer to and stop wanting intelligent beings to come. And then if they came and they interacted with you, you're not going to like what they tell you and what they tell you that they see and how they tell you that they experience you and see you. Remember, they will be the intelligent ones. You will be the humans. Now straighten up your crooked wigs, learn to start taking baths, start being damn humane, and maybe somebody will want to make themselves known to you, and maybe they still won't. Like that.